World Goat Day assumes added importance. It was indeed a dynamic step by the father of the Islamic Revolution, the late Imam Khomeini, may God bless his soul, to designate the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan as International Quds Day. In order to mobilize the Muslim world in support of the oppressed Palestinians and to instill hope that Beit al-Muqaddas, the third holiest Islamic city, should be liberated by ending the illegal existence of the Zionist regime. Stay with us for an exclusive article. The struggle continues. This year, the World Quds Day has assumed added importance in view of some strategic developments. The first is the cowardly move by US President Donald Trump to set up the American embassy in the occupied Islamic city of Beit al-Muqaddas as a desperate attempt to grant legitimacy to the tottering Zionist regime. The second is the exposure of the treason of Arab reactionary regimes such as Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain, in openly dallying with Israel and supporting the mischievous US move against Islam's first Qibla. Third is the intensification of Zionist regime's crimes against besieged Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. Palestinians whose determination is as strong as ever to return one day to their occupied homeland despite the growing death toll at the hands of the Israeli army. Fourth is the defeat of Daesh terrorists and other terrorist outfits in Syria, which has taken the Syrian army and the resistance fighters to the edge of the Golan Heights, causing alarm in the Israeli regime on the imminent liberation of Syrian territory that it has occupied for decades. Fifth is the growing awareness amongst world Muslims on the need to solidify ranks in support of the oppressed Palestinians, and hence mark World Quds Day with greater fervor in order to mobilize the Islamic Ummah for the cherished goal of liberating the occupied city of Beit al-Muqaddas. The fact that the usurped land of Palestine is not just any ordinary land, it is a holy land that holds great religious significance. In fact, the war which the Israeli regime is fighting against the Palestinians is really a war against Islam and in opposition to Muslims. This means there is greater urgency to confront the racist and terrorist child-killing Zionist regime. Perhaps one of the reasons why Imam Khomeini saw it necessary to highlight this particular case is because the land of Quds and the Al-Aqsa Mosque will be one of the key items on the agenda of the Prophet's 12th and last successor, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, when he reappears in the end times along with Prophet Jesus, peace upon him, to establish the global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Thus, it is clear that we cannot compare the city of Al-Quds, which means holy, derived from the word Muqaddas, with any other usurped land. The reason is because the land of Al-Quds is a symbol which represents Allah, and thus constitutes Sha'a'ira Allah, or one of the signs of Allah. Hence, desecrating it is a blasphemy. As the blessed month of Ramadan revives the spirit of unity and brotherhood amongst Muslims, it was certainly not a coincidence that Imam Khomeini chose a Friday during this month to dedicate for this most noble purpose of joining our hands together as a unified Islamic Ummah, no matter what school of jurisprudence we belong to or what country we come from. When the fasting Muslims have experienced what the poor and the needy suffer by being deprived of food and water, we naturally become more sympathized and united for the cause of the oppressed Palestinian people. Why should Muslims boycott companies that support the Zionist regime? The answer is obvious. One of the important ways of raising our voice on World Quds Day is to announce our boycott of all international companies that deal with the illegal Zionist regime. Since these companies contribute to the flourishing of Israel's economy, it is the duty of Muslims to boycott these companies. It is an ethical and moral issue that goes hand in hand with the idea of Bara'at al Mushrikeen, or disavowal of the disbelievers. An example in this regard can be cited from the incident that happened in the early days of Islamic history. The young daughter of Abul Aswad Du'ali, who was a companion of the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him, when she learned that the honey which she just ate was actually from the oppressive caliph of her time, she protested by vomiting everything she had swallowed. It was a morally upright move through which she voiced her opposition to Muawiyah, the usurper of the caliphate. In view of this, it is imperative for us to bear in mind that when we raise our voices on World Quds Day, it is to stand up against oppression not just in Palestine, but all over the world, including in Bahrain, in Yemen, in Egypt, in Tunisia, and so forth. It is a day for the weak and oppressed to confront the arrogant power of Zionism and the Yazidis of our time. We are in essence voicing our condemnation for all other forms of oppression. The Islamic Ummah is in quest of a united Islamic stance, and as Islamic Iran has shown the way over the past four decades, only Islamic solidarity and not sectarianism or narrow Arab nationalism will liberate occupied Palestine. That is the reason the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has called for a referendum involving all bona fide inhabitants of Palestine, including Muslims, Christians, and the original Jews, but not the Zionist migrants, to determine one single government for one single country, stretching from the borders of Lebanon in the north to the borders of Egypt's Sinai in the south and to the River Jordan in the east, and to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. We should never be disappointed or lose heart. If 8 centuries ago, when Kurdish, Turkish, Arab and Iranian Muslims had closed ranks to liberate the city of Beit al-Maqdis by ending the 88-year occupation of Palestine by the Crusaders, we can make history repeat by again solidifying Muslim ranks from Africa to the Philippines to end the illegal existence of the Israeli regime. This is the message of World Quds Day, and this is what the Islamic Republic of Iran firmly believes for the sake of peace and for safeguarding of humanitarian values. This should resonate all over the world on the last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan, as millions of Iranians take to the streets to voice their support for the oppressed Palestinians and their cause, as culmination of the spiritual bounties of the month of fasting. Through such declarations, Imam Khomeini made it clear that the issue of Beit al-Maqdis is not solely the concern of the Palestinians or the Arabs, but of all Muslims and the oppressed of the world. The late Imam Khomeini proved the futility of socialist, nationalist and pan-Arab tendencies concerning Quds and Palestine by making it clear that only Islam can liberate the occupied city of Beit al-Muqaddas. He made the issue of Palestine as one of the fundamental elements of the foreign policy of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He drew distinction between teachings of Judaism, which Jews follow, and the racist ideology of Zionism that is not just agnostic and secular, but violates the religious beliefs of Jews themselves. Zionism and Israel are the outcomes of colonialism for dominating the West Asia-North Africa region by sowing discord in Muslim ranks. Britain and the United States, by their political and military support for the Zionist regime, have emboldened the regime to brutally attack Muslims as well as Palestinian Christians.